This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The limelight. You know, Mark Kahn, believing he's a god, is not in the limelight. A wide-open wonderment of the universe. Not eliminated. Believes he's eliminated. And all he's done is tied his spirit to darkness. Coming up in the next segment, AP, U.S.-Russia reach deal on Syria ceasefire. Big news. Steve Quayle will join us. We'll talk about North Korea and more with top U.S. commander in the Pacific saying U.S. ready to launch military operations against North Korea. Laura Loomer, you finish up with the great work you're up to. What happened? Como trying to act arrogant. Where you see the future of fake news going, what it signifies to have the rest of the fake news turning on CNN.
Well, like I said, I'm going to continue to go after CNN and expose them. As I mentioned, I have the personal information of nearly every single top anchor on every CNN program. So, you know, it's going to happen. They're going to be confronted. You know, I just see it, it's a continued downfall, right? I don't see CNN having any chance of saving itself, any chance of redemption. I predict that in the coming weeks, people will start to put pressure on the advertisers and more advertisers will drop their support from CNN. I think it's very dismal at this point for the for CNN and the fake news media. It's not just CNN though, right? They're probably the shining example or the face of what it means to be fake news. But, you know, there's also a problem with MSNBC and a lot of these other, you know, mainstream media propagandists like the New York Times, for example, the Washington Post. They all need to be taken down. I don't know what your thoughts are on this, but I think really it lies in the hands of the American people and citizen journalists, right? Because the mainstream media doesn't want to report on the fake news. They don't want to hold each other accountable because they're all friends at the end of the day. So it's up to people in the...
I agree, though. So what does it signify they're starting to turn on each other? Because they, I mean, they're all complete jokes. What does that signify?
Well, it's a war, right? They're imploding. It's bad enough when the American people hate you, but from within, we're seeing that there's a lack of communication and that they're tearing each other apart from within. You know, you saw in the James O'Keefe video, the producer for Chris Cuomo said that he couldn't stand listening to him talk, that nobody at CNN likes Chris Cuomo. So clearly they have a lack of communication. They hate each other. And if you can't support yourself in a time of war, you're going to lose.
In the last minute and a half, we have Laura Loomer of the Rebel Media. What are they going to do to counter this? I mean, we know they've done false flags. We know they're trying to start wars. We know they're trying to bring in Islamicists. How do you think they're going to respond? I mean, they've been pushing violence as well.
Right. Well, I have a theory that CNN is going to stage an attack on one of their own reporters or anchors, right? We
see
that they had no problem creating a fake news story with Russia and pushing this propaganda for what, over a year and a half now? So what's to say that they wouldn't stage violence or some type of gun attack or...
They promoted the Arab Spring that's killed over a million people.
Yeah. So I predict that in the coming weeks we'll see something, another staged stage news story where a CNN anchor was walking down the streets and they were attacked by a citizen journalist you know, someone fired a gun or someone did something. But it's going to be completely made up and and enforced by the fake news media.
And then they're going to show all the joke memes and everything of, you know, Trump biting people's heads off whatever.
Just like all of these hoax, these hate crimes that are hoaxes. Yeah, of course, some of them are real. But how many of these hoaxes have we seen since Donald Trump's
99% are hoaxes. Laura Loomer, you're absolutely right. And now, even if CNN states something, nobody buys into it. I mean, we just don't believe anything they say. They can say the sky was blue. We'll be right back with Steve Quayle. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back.
Well, over in Germany today, 100,000 Soros-funded goons, they admittedly are funded by Soros, since it's a joke how bad he is, are running around burning police cars, breaking cars, attacking shops, while the Trumps and their family all glamorously walk around inside the cordon promoting Western civilization and battling radical Orthodox Islam. The globalists went too far in their open alliance with Islam and an attempt to flood Europe and the United States with Muslims to then make us basically submit to them and convert to the end of free speech in the name of not stirring them up. That has failed, and that's even gotten a lot of the intelligence agencies and people to finally turn against globalism. And for Trump to go to Poland yesterday and declare that they will never overthrow the West, That's not a racist idea. It's an idea of renaissance, true free societies. You can live here as long as you let others live. It's amazing. CNN's alliance with the Arab Spring, with Al-Qaeda, with ISIS. It's all coming home to roost. It's all coming out. Now, Steve Quayle's been talking about the leftist alliance with Islam for 20 years, I've known. And quite frankly, you know, that's one of the things that I just couldn't believe 20 years ago or 15 years ago, hearing folks like David Horowitz talk about it. But truly, they've sided, I guess, because it's 1.5 billion Muslims, and their numbers are set to double. Most of the world population growth is Muslims, to 3 billion by like 2025. That's not very far away, is it? 2026, 2027, we're talking 10 years away. And so they've made a demographic deal with the devil, I guess, during the influx and the transition period to being demis, is the term. It's like a slave of Islam. You pay a tax. You're allowed to live during the processing. And then I guess our elites think they'll go along with that. It's quite sickening. So I think that's why you see a big revolt against globalism, because we're finally getting down to the chopping block here. So there's Merkel and Trump shaking hands. You've got the ceasefire that just got reportedly agreed to by Putin and Trump an hour ago, just broke 15 minutes ago. All that's taking place. Then you've got the Vatican, the number two guy. They say number three, but he was really the number two guy. The aide-de-camp to the Pope, reportedly indicted for rounding up hundreds of children for rape and other horrible things. This is all happening. And then gay orgy raids last week. InfoWars broke that here in the United States 3 days before mainstream media. What are they going to do? And why is all this happening at once, with this final big piece of the puzzle for me to ask Steve Quayle, who's got a great mind when it comes to this, best-selling author, big coast-to-coast guest, probably the most popular guest on there, and, of course, his own talk show host when he feels like, you know, doing it. U.S. vows tougher action on North Korea after missile test. That's New York Times. U.S. commander in South Korea were prepared for war with North Korea. Trump's considering severe options for North Korea. What they might be, we're going to go over some of those and what this could trigger. Do we have China and Russia on board? They're signaling more and more they are, but saying the U.S. shouldn't be doing drills. What are we supposed to do while North Korea threatens to nuke Tokyo and Seoul, South Korea? So this is all escalating, and Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com, for the first time ever, joins us via video Skype. It was great having him here in studio with us, I guess, 6 months ago or so. He's also a documentary filmmaker in his own right, really amazing stuff. We carry some of his films at InfoWarsStore.com. Wow, Steve, you heard me just the last 3 minutes kind of lay out some of the points. There are those times in history, as you've said many times, as historians have said, where more happens in a few years than happened the previous 100 when it comes to what's going to affect the future. I think we're approaching a quickening, a tipping point. What has been hidden is coming out. Great good is coming to the world, while great evil is coming to the world. Great understanding is happening, more information than ever, but never more stupid people, never more intelligent people. It's very biblical what we see happening. World government being announced, AI computers being announced, human-animal hybrids that you talked about 20 years ago, now all confirmed, but they still attack us for talking about it. We're not going to get into this in this interview, but you get into giants that the Bible talks about. Now they've dug up giants, though they were only 6'3", but for the time, that was giant for China. They're in China. All these crazy things starting to, you know, come to the fore. Media Matters, run by George Soros, tried to imply that I said man, bear, pig, one half man, one half bear, one half pig. That would be 150%, not one third, one third, one third. I came out and said that I've talked to scientists, I've talked to engineers, I've talked to genetic engineers. Well, hell, we can show you photos of mice with ears growing on them and pigs that are part human. That's mainstream news. And they say it's horrifying. Well, they edited it to make it look like I said 80% pig, 80% cow. I said, no, they're 80% pig, 20% human, 80% cow, 20% human. That's just some of the variants to grow humanoids in uterus. That's MIT. I'm reading from MIT. But again, they don't want us to talk about the geoengineering. They don't want us to talk about all the things that they admit they're doing, but that remain secret. Then they take the more you know, provincial kind of slang terms people use, like chemtrails, and say that we're saying that there's no such thing as ice crystals. No, there's real condensation. We're talking about the CFR, the UN, the UN Treaty, 1979 on weather weapons, admitting all this is going on. So, Steve Quayle, you're the guy that first wrote about chemtrails, geoengineering, 20-plus years ago. You're the guy that first wrote about the chimeras outside of literature where they admit it. So let's get into the current state of the world geopolitically and why so much is happening just this last month and where this is going.
Well, Alex, I think it's incredibly timely that we're having this show today because it's on the 17th, excuse me.
7-7.
We're right at the time period. What is it? 7-7-17. And that's a very significant number because I've been on record and with you and the shows we've done over the years is saying there's nothing that's been hidden that isn't going to be made known and revealed. And it's happening in the areas of science. It's happening in the areas of the super soldier program. We've done shows on that, but let's talk about North Korea. North Korea is obviously being given advanced technology. It's being given background, nuclear materials, obviously guidance systems, two-stage rocketry. And I want to share this from my background sources and the guys who really know what's going on. They're claiming it was a vertical launch. And the reason the North Koreans put it vertical as opposed to any type of a trajectory or an arch trajectory was so that the skeptics could say, well, they don't have ICBMs. They most certainly do. Most people don't remember the days of the famous Dr. Khan in Pakistan, where literally you could get anything you want and the nuclear weapons delivery guidance systems on the black market if you had the money. So the official club that's achieved nuclear delivery or throw rate capability is way different than those who possess nuclear weapons that may be already strategically placed in the United States. I think the North Koreans are absolutely taking their pot shots, but I also believe that all of the different groups, the terrorist groups, and some that are in possession of nuclear weapons are basically going to detonate something someplace. It will be, in my opinion, a false flag. And because you're in Austin, I would really encourage all those who live in Austin, the special forces community, that obviously you guys have trillion-dollar budgets to put space-based weaponry, and I think it's about time that the good guys in that realm started using it because, you know, we're hearing rockets, counter-rocket interceptors, S-400 systems from Russia, this, that, the other thing, hypersonic missiles. But, Alex, there is a realm of weaponry that all those trillions and actually tens of trillions of dollars have disappeared into, and so what I see is basically, obviously, people are using North Korea to take their best shot. They're going to test Donald Trump's will and resolve. But again, for those good people in the military, those ones who know on a majestic level what we have access to, space-based weapons platform, high frontier, Danny Graham's project.
Sure, you're talking about particle beams, radiation weapons that are fifth-generation neutron bombs. We can take out all of North Korea's military in about 2 minutes with those. And then the only question is that would be, I guess you could argue, mass murder because the radiation weapons, even though more directed now, would still kill a lot of civilians. But can we just sit here and wait for North Korea to launch a nuke at Tokyo?
No, and obviously today, and I think this is critical information, that Hawaii is telling their people, the Hawaiian Islands are critical, not just because of Pearl Harbor, but on Kauai, where the Pacific Missile Theater Range is, that controls the entire Pacific. Now, who would benefit the most from the takeout of Kauai and their Barking Sands base would obviously blind us, and that's also Space Command controls the aerial assets. So when you've got the Hawaiians and even their governor and political figures saying, look, you better learn to shelter in place, you better be set for 14 days. You've got Japanese, the picture you saw of the lady huddled under a concrete path between a little a creek and the highway, or not the highway, the roadway. I think it's very telling. And remember, Putin, President Putin, this is something that people do not understand. The idea that civil defense doesn't matter is only in the United States. Russia even tested the repositioning of 40 million of their citizens. What does that say? President Putin cares about his people. Our military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. Though the billionaire bunkers, and I'm talking about all of the elite, they're all headed to higher ground. So the fact that Hawaii, Japan, and Guam is obviously in the target, and you know this, even, I guess, hours ago, we flew two bombers, B-1 bombers, over the disputed area of China. Well, the president of China and Donald Trump are sitting next together. My prayer is that somebody who's honest, and this may be literally asking God to put a miracle in, that someone will fill the president in. And by the way, presidential security and clearances are not the top. There's 28 degrees of top-level security. It goes into majestic, cosmic. Now, this isn't stuff that is just
sure, it's like Space Command's been around before NASA, but they just now announced it this week.
Absolutely. And the thing is that this, notice what's happening. You can take any subject matter, whether it's in the defense, whether it's in the biological engineering. I'm on record, you know this, that human cloning has been accomplished decades ago.
But that's admitted. I mean, they now have admitted, okay, 30 years ago we created human clones, we just killed them in the test tube or in utero. No, they didn't.
They didn't. And I've literally talked to Special Operations Command generals, four stars, people in the intelligence community. And when you've got guys that are professional hitters, assassins in the intelligence community weeping about the things that they saw in cages in the underground bases. You know, how many times have we been said or been told we're kooky, the alternate media just makes this stuff up?
By the way, let's show a lot of mainstream news articles while we do this. Mainline news admitting human-animal chimeras have now been gestated, MIT are now born. But we're demanding people show this, that the world see this, that this be discussed, that this be debated. I mean, I'm not even going to say the stuff I've been told by high-level folks because the media would have a field day with it, even though it's in the literature, it confirming it. Now let's get back to North Korea.
Yes,
what
sir.
Do you make of the fact that the Kazakhstan meeting supposedly fell through, but when Trump and Putin got together 2 hours ago, they agreed on a ceasefire? That's big, because we know some of the McMasters and folks wanted a wider war to take out Assad when he never started the war. But 5 years ago, the Pentagon did make a deal to ignore Obama and to, we first broke this, I heard just confirmed it, now it's mainstream news, just to tell folks, that Assad would go for elections once we beat ISIS and Al-Qaeda and then would leave. So we are approaching the point where Assad, down the road, the next year or so, is supposed to start leaving.
Well, again, this is going to the five-year plan that General Wesley Clark spoke about. And I would say this. Everybody should recognize that the United States has more to gain by a friendly relationship between President Putin and President Trump than we do by going to war. And when I see the neocons and I see the same people that were cutting deals with the Russian over the uranium mines and areas in this country, Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, and claiming Russia's interference. If I were Vladimir Putin, I would simply say this. Let me show you our business dealings with the Clinton Foundation, because, again, I believe that, Alex, you have helped, and I say this honestly, to reestablish the narrative. They are trying to take control of the Russian narrative to cover their own stink, they being the Democrats, they being the globalists. And
sure. I mean, all of us together, Trump especially, but you know, Drudge, yourself, I mean, George Norrie, I mean, everybody. The truth is, everything they did, they blamed on Trump. And so what you're saying is, you know, the meeting in Kazakhstan fell through. This one has worked because the two men have actually bypassed the bureaucracy. That shows why these high-level bilateral meetings are important. It shows why they didn't want Trump to have this meeting. But absolutely, Russia, if they really want deals and wanted to de-escalate, they should play their Trump card, which is the fact that they were paying off Hillary and they were paying off the Podestas. And so why doesn't Russia play that card?
Well, I think, and I believe that Russia's waiting to see some give in the Trump administration. I want to share this with you. I know that you know there's stuff we can't talk about. And if people fault us and fault the information we give them, that's obviously verifiable, that's in the headlines, that's just documented until there's so many footnotes, you don't have enough people to wear the feet with the notes. So the idea is simply this. Is that people are lazy, and that's what all the major networks, And what I call the vomit brokers, I'm going to go on record, that is a word. They never tell the truth. They only give you regurgitation.
They just regurgitate the same lies forever. So let's expand on this. What are they going to do as their whole complex begins to fall, as they're totally discredited? If Yogi Bear reruns have more viewers than CNN and they have, you know, half a star on iTunes, as they become negative value, you know, not just worthless, negative value, what do you expect them to do now?
I think they're going to go all out war. Your previous guest was making a statement that I agree with, you agree with. They will try false flags, but people are going to just say enough of it. We live in a time period, and I want to make this statement. If we, those of us in alternative media, have been telling the truth, and these guys are proven time and time again to be liars, then people should absolutely turn off the networks. And that's why people listen to you, listen to me, listen to those of us in alt news, because we're telling them, look, go do your homework. And Alex, I want to be provocative today to tell people, listen, when Alex does a show, I do a show, any of us do shows, and we're giving you all the documentation you can possibly want, then you got to come to the conclusion, is your apathy, indifference, or your fear keeping you from standing up, speaking out, and putting your financial wherewithal behind it?
Absolutely. You know, Let me ask you this. Yep. Historically, the point, I believe Trump is a reprieve, like Jonah being sent to Nineveh to give them a chance to repent. I mean, I believe that this is our chance. Not that Trump's perfect or anything, but this move of nationalism, this struggle away from globalism, because we were about to, with Hillary, really go into the end of free speech, mass arrests, huge wars. She said she was going to launch wars, World War III. I mean, true evil making Hitler look tame was about to hit us, and that's the only reason people in intelligence agencies, a lot of them who aren't even good people, got cold feet and actually sabotaged Hillary, was because they realized for their own kids, this is insanity. So I think we all better understand, just because we've got a foothold right now, a beachhead, we better know the real lay of the land. Speak to that, and then please get into where we are geopolitically, the players, why all... What I asked earlier, Steve, why is it all popping off now? Why is it all chain reactioning now?
Well, you have stated and correctly that we've been given a reprieve. I remember being on Coast to Coast before President Trump really announced he was going to run. George Norrie asked me the question, is that an endorsement? I said yes, because the people that hate him are the people destroying us. And if all those people hate President Trump, in that day, Donald Trump, I said, you guys got my support. Now, why? Because I believe that God gives time and nations a space to repent. And by repentance, I mean they've got to understand that any court, even God's eternal court, is going to present evidence. People say God's not just. Obviously, people say, well, Hollywood says the devil's a great guy to worship. But I believe that, Alex, seriously, when I made this statement that before the United States is destroyed, okay, this is before President Trump, this is before Russia and China, we had any problems with them, okay, everything was hunky-dory, that God would reveal the sins of the leaders to the people and the people's sins before God. Now, look, when you talk about pedophiles, cannibalism, and one of the things I went on record when you started your career, and I was on a couple years before you did, I said, when cannibalism fills the headlines of the news of the day,
I remember.
No, we are at the beginning of the tribulation. That's what I said. Now, how could I know that? I couldn't, okay? Except that I guess my position has been to warn, to admonish, to encourage, and prepare.
Well, it says, as in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man.
Absolutely. And the thing that people don't understand, I've spent 44 years writing about the days of Noah, the time period of when it wasn't just because people were evil, it was because of the supernatural presence of evil. Let me share this. We were just in Peru, my film crew, Timothy Alberino. We took a conference. There were like 24 people down there, including our crew. And the thing that was interesting is the cover-up is so intense over the, if you will, the megalithic encyclopedia and structures of Sacsayhuaman, Ollantaytambo. In the middle of Cusco, Peru, you've got this underground tunnel system. And Alex, every day now, the Aztecs are funding tunnels or the pyramids all over the world.
Oh, no, it's crazy. Stay right there. We're going to go to break and come back. Since you mentioned it, Atlantic Monthly, one of the big globalist mouthpieces, said, we must end Christianity. The sun is setting. Donald Trump, you'll never stop it, and we're going to get the white people. These are white people saying this. All over the news, it says, bring down the West, bring down the West. We don't understand, as evil as we are, you know, command bases like L.A. and places, we are still spiritually protected to a certain extent. We have providence. You go to these third world countries, like, it's held by evil. It's palpable, and it's the den of devils. It's just, you call it, you know, the culture, the mindset, the 100th monkey. People have given themselves over to corruption, so it's a sixth sense, whatever it is. There's a spirit to nations. And evil wants to destroy Russia. It wants to destroy the United States because Christianity is coming back in these nations. They want to go anywhere in the world they can, in Africa or the Middle East, kill the Christians. That's what the UN wants. Why do they want to kill the Christians? That's what the real war is about with Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com. Straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I wonder so aimless, I filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger.
It's an incredible time to be alive. Good and evil battling each other on our streets, in our churches, in our schools, in our factories, in our hearts and minds. Let me tell you, folks, I saw the light. No more fear. That's the answer. I saw the light. And I don't mean these fake churches that are a bunch of people trying to act like they're better than the next person. Literally, most of these churches are just so satanic I can't even go in them. You can just feel it. But I'm talking about people out standing up against evil, standing up against corruption, being good, taking care of their children, being honorable. A lot of folks get cheated, they get robbed, they get pushed around, they become that person. No, you become better than that, and then that's when you start getting blessed, at least in my experience. And our audience is so amazing. I want to thank you all for your support and everything you've done to make what we do here possible. I want to encourage you to get, well, there's three or four of these new award-winning, groundbreaking films that Steve Quayle has put together that are good to get people thinking and talking that are available at stevequayle.com. We carry some of the films at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to tell everybody as well, we are extending the July 4th special throughout the month of July. I've never done this before, but I'm doing it because we're about to build a new studio. We're hiring more people, as you've seen. We're expanding in the face of the globalists because now is the time to be all in, no half measures. So when you purchase products at InfoWarsStore.com, whether it be water filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, groundbreaking supplements, it makes everything we do here possible. It makes everything we do here possible. Books, films, documentaries, you name it. So we're extending free shipping store-wide throughout the month. And DNA Force is back in stock. Everything is 20 to 40% off. Amazing Bio-PQQ, CoQ10, everything else. The highest quality out there, 20% off and sold out for almost 5 months. Our Nascent Iodine X2, the good halogen, it's 30% off. And we've got so many of the other items like the Nootropic, Brain Force Plus with 20% more in each bottle now. That's 30% off. Super Male Vitality and Female Vitality is just concentrated known herbs that, again, for whatever reason, through Mother Nature, stamina, libido, energy, and all of it supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all. And in closing on this subject, my Patriot Supply has a lot of dealers, a lot of great folks who sell it, and they're great people. They're, if not the biggest, the second biggest company in the U.S. now, only after like 9 years, because they have low prices and high quality. And I promote and sell their food because they're patriots, because they drop ship within a day of you ordering, and because I can private label right from their factory in Utah it as InfoWars Select and go 10% off their lowest price. In the contract, it says once a year I'm allowed to go 30 to 40% off. But they let me break that a little bit. So I am running this, but only for a week more. 30 to 40% off on the My Patriot Supply Food at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got to go to the InfoWars Select area. We also have their full spectrum at regular prices. Still a great deal. So I'm not saying you're going to need this. I hope you don't. But prepare for the worst. Hope for the best. We need to be self-sufficient. We need to be ready. We need to have water filtration systems regularly to not be drinking all the glyphosates and crap that's in the water. Look what it's doing to the fish, the mammals, the amphibians. I mean, it's just huge. And they're fighting to cover it up, saying Jones is crazy. You know, he's covering up the, gay frog stuff, or they're covering up the gay frog stuff. It's just crazy what they're doing, or saying I'm making all this up. They're desperate. I talk about the Pope, and I talk about his number two guy indicted for kidnapping and raping all these hundreds of kids, reportedly, and how it's all coming out. And they just make up a story that I say there's a Mars colony of slave kids. Never said that. Disagreed with it when a guest said it. This is what they do to change the subject. They are desperate. They're scared. And they're only playing the same old plays over and over again. So, again, talk show host, best-selling author, researcher, filmmaker, Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com joins us. A lot of interesting information there, to say the least, on his site, from geopolitical to esoteric to biblical. It's all there. Steve, going back to you here, we went to break. We're bringing up the war on Christianity. Why all this stuff's breaking loose. Trump is waging a war with other patriots against the pedophile Satanist networks. We know the pedophilia is only the gateway. Let's get into why there's a war against Christianity and what you think this reprieve signifies, and the main thing that you're worried about currently as the globalist test Trump with North Korea.
Well, I think the idea, Alex, is that any source of truth has to be silenced. That's why the war is so absolutely blazing against any avenue, you, me, those of us discrediting. Remember, the United States government went on record as saying they're going to have a Department of Propaganda, and that is in full force. But here's the way people can defeat that. They can absolutely turn it off. They don't have to watch ABC. They don't have to watch CBS. They don't have to listen to any of the gag and sputum that is coming out of the mainstream press. Now, also, here is a critical issue. You have rightly stated the issue. They want to kill Christians. They are killing Christians all over. Those are our brethren. Those are people. You played I Saw the Light. I saw the light, too. But when we were, and I want to share this, the purpose of TrueLegendsOfSeries.com is to show people the historic cover-up and to illustrate Orwell's statement, they who control the past determine the future. And I'm going to say this. When I wrote the book on Antarctica, Empire Beneath the Ice, there was hardly anything out there about Antarctica, except the stuff that was old newsreel footage, the Russian documentary, etc. And then all of a sudden, it broke loose. And then I said, the next thing is going to be Mars. And I'm not talking about the kids, that story. I'm talking about the reality. They're claiming that obviously Mars has life, has water, or may have had life. And then that's going to lead ultimately to soft disclosure. So TrueLegendsOfSeries.com, and I want to share this. We're going to break stuff, and this is not an empty promise. We're going to break stuff in Branson, Missouri, September 14th through the 17th, and it'll be available for live streaming to people all over the world, to absolutely show the crushing control of authorities over true history. The last thing they want is anything in the Bible, either the Old Testament or the New Testament, being validated and verified. That's why they're fighting so hard. And so when people go on the website, TrueLegendsOfSeries.com, they can watch the trailers. And ladies and gentlemen, support Alex, because all of these DVDs are available on the InfoWars store. So, Alex, as we were, and this is critical, as we were in Peru, how is it that antiquity and the finds in Peru are so being covered up? What is it that the authorities there and all over the world fear more than anything? And it's truth.
Well, that's so another question. You know his name. Who was the famous head of antiquities for like 30-something years in Egypt who wouldn't let people DNA test? And finally, he's gone. Now the new guy let the Germans and the Russians do it. And even CNN had to admit that it turns out that it was Europeans that founded Egypt, just as Plato said.
Yeah, it was Hawass. That's the guy's last name. H-A-W-A-S-S.
I remember you saying that on Coast to Coast like 20 years ago and 15 years ago with Nori. So you were right about that. That's what the Greeks said. So let's briefly get into Egypt and who really founded that.
Well, first of all, the thing about the Egyptian is, as most people don't know this, but the word Cairo, the literal city of Cairo, means Mars encampment. The late David Flynn, who wrote a book called Cydonia, The Secret Chronicles of Mars, which I'm the publisher on, proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that the astronomical coordinates on Mars match those on Earth.
Let me stop you right there, because I can't get people to admit that MIT admits that headline, human-animal hybrids are gestating, meaning in utero, in their mother. Others, in the cows, mainly, they grow the humanoids in because they have large uteruses, so they can get them up larger for organ harvesting, not the size of a baby, more like 30, 40 pounds for those that haven't seen it. And yes, folks, it's in medical literature. We're doing a documentary on it. So the media attacks me for covering things that are real and says I'm insane. But I know when Buzz Aldrin was on, I wanted him on about the moon landing because they kept saying we didn't do the moon landing. I believed we did. The media said I didn't. So I wanted to disprove that and have them stop hoaxing and saying that I was, you know, saying we didn't have a moon landing. The truth was I talked to high-level NASA folks who are friends of the family. One of them died a few years ago, Raymond Teague, who were on main mission control of the cameras. So my issue was I wanted to have him on. He came on my show and only my show, then after one other, and said, there's an obelisk on the moon of Mars. There's bases. Then years later, I'm out in L.A. I talked to Buzz Aldrin. I'm going to just leave it at this because some of it was off record. He tells me all this other wild stuff, but then tells me in about a year, the Indians will discover water on the moon by crashing a probe in. Let me know you how we know. We found it. We're letting them make the discovery for the world because the world's not ready yet, Alex. I mean, and then I wanted Buzz on later. I never let that secret out. He told me more. Buzz obviously said, oh, I've had too much pressure. His secretary said, Buzz can't come on. But why is he messing with me? Because I'm not the one saying this. The media is going to say I said that. No, no. Buzz Aldrin, the second guy to walk on the moon, said that.
No, here's the deal. What he told you is true. And this is something that has got, and people have got to understand, there are people risking their lives and many of them are dead. People from my background, when I say my background, people that made contact with me and had told me the most outlandish stories. But the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And so, Alex, when we're talking about Stargates, the whole idea of Stargates is as old as antiquity.
Well, they admit they're trying to build one at the Hadron Collider. They dedicated to Shiva. They've been caught doing all these weird mock human sacrifices there. What's going on there?
Well, here's the deal. Jesus said that the gates of hell are going to open, but they wouldn't prevail. And what a gate is something either holds something back or allows something through. So what Hollywood, how about the story on Drudge today, that the CIA has been involved in 1,800 war movies? Well, let me make it clear that they have controlled the narrative on science fiction for so long because that's the way they would leak the truth. Invaders from Mars, the 1955-57 black and white film was the first movie to deal with implants, little implants that the Martians put in the little boys' parents' back of
their skull. And then now they're putting brain chips in the troops.
Absolutely. So and when I wrote...
And look how CERN's symbol is three sixes.
Well, not only that, but that's the destroyer. See, this is why CERN, they're opening the gate. The Shiva statue that you see in the background, you showed it. That absolutely is cosmic destruction and rebirth, okay? It's a Hindu philosophy of reincarnation.
Which is really is a variant of the Illuminati philosophy of the balance of destruction in life, or a.k.a. Darth Vader.
Right, or even simpler than that, order out of chaos. See, what people don't get is that the power of the Illuminati is real. It's not on the same level as God's, that he gives to his people, but his people don't believe that God. You know, here's the thing. I'm sorry. The point is, the Satanists believe that Satan's real and gives them power. The Christians are always trying to explain away a supernatural God, a supernatural Savior, Jesus Christ, and the idea that somehow the intellect of gaining the world's acceptance will win people to Jesus, it gains their contempt. So I'm saying this. I believe that, in getting back to your original question, this period we have, a timeout, if you will, a time of repentance, a time of reflection. This is the judge of the whole earth laying out evidence as to what the true nature of the United States primarily is, because we were the ones that are funding the globalists. And how many years, Alex, have we gone on, decades, let's say, of warning people, all the statements, here it is, folks, they're saying they're going to do this. Here it is, folks, they're doing this. And so I just want people to basically, every man who's listening to this broadcast and listens to your show, Alex, and listens to those of us who are saying this, remember, don't allow the emasculation of your ability to procreate truth be stolen by those who are primarily nothing more than
barbarians.
That's
right. Don't just play fantasy football, but go out and be involved. And if you can't admit they're trying to do forced vaccines or have chimeras, or that 82% of the smallmouthed bass nationwide are bisexual now because of the chemicals. If you can't admit all the admitted wildness, how will you admit the even craziness of we're on a planet in deep space and what the Bible tells us? Now expanding, whether some of this esoteric stuff is actually real or not, the globalists believe it's all real. Every culture believed it. They believe they're manifesting it. Macron has been in front of the big black pyramid with the all-seeing eye sworn in. We'll put that on screen for TV viewers in a minute. Then he says last week, I am God, declares a dictatorship, puts France under civil emergency. Our media doesn't even make a big deal out of it, and says, I am the sun god Jupiter. I am the sun god Jupiter, and I am now a dictator. What in the world is going on?
I have an answer for you there. For a long time, the demons And a demon is a disembodied spirit that's sentient. In other words, it has understanding, have hidden themselves. God is ripping, if you will, this fabric of time and space that separates the physical world from the spiritual world. And I believe that that statement is coming from an entity, a non-human entity that possesses him. Now, look, you can go to Matt Drudge's front page today, and what is it? Exorcism at an all-time high. People are standing in line because they're dealing with demons. When I first started writing about genetic Armageddon, Alex, and talked about the day would come when machines would not only be built to try and replace and destroy mankind, but they become inhabited with demons. So the demonic, people can deny it all day long until it happens to them. And my inbox fills up with literally dozens of people, some of them Christians, people terrified because of the things they're seeing in the night. Jesus said it this way: if the salt loses its savor, in other words, its ability to be saltiness, then we get trampled under the foot of man. Well, that's what's happened. There's no reason anybody who believes in Jesus Christ or is a Christian, a Bible-believing Christian, should ever apologize or think they have to take a back
seat. And here's the proof. The globalists everywhere will spend billions of dollars to invade countries just to kill Christians. They admit it. They have a hunger to destroy and kill and torture children and innocent people. This is their hunger. This is what drives them universally, and that's the proof. And universally, they are driven away by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, love, goodness, creativity, honor, strength, and not being a coward.
Well, absolutely, and that's what Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me. I wish that were not the case, but when we wouldn't protect the most innocent, now here's why the devil wants their blood. The devil absolutely hates innocence. He hates God's holiness. He hates virtue. He hates the fact that for the reason God created mankind originally in his image and likeness, that we had something that even he didn't have. Yet the Bible teaches that the angels became jealous. And Alex, 99% of your critics and my critics are jealous. Now, if they can fault us on a fact, that's a different story. But the problem is
they're jealous of our freedom.
They're jealous of our freedom. And they're jealous because you know what the bottom line is? And you know I like to overuse that statement. The bottom line is they know it's true in their heart because the Bible teaches that God has put...
And they know they're fallen and they know they're broken. This is Veritas. We'll be back.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Media for decades told folks the Federal Reserve wasn't private. They failed. Now folks know. They tell people that birth defects aren't up when they are. They tell people that cancer isn't up when it is. They tell folks that, again, there isn't massive mutations in fish and wildlife from the very water we're drinking as well. They want to suppress it. Their job is to lie to you. And most people even work for the system. They just go along. They want to grovel. They want to do what they're told with the talking points to get basically up the ladder. But as things start to disintegrate, being part of the system is becoming more and more worthless, more and more anathema, more and more hated. Again, thank you for joining us. Thank you for spreading the word about the broadcast. They're trying to censor InfoWars. They're demonizing us. They're lying about us. They're so scared because of what we're covering and what we're doing. That's why when you spread the links to InfoWars.com, when you share the articles, the videos, when you join us in the meme contest that Paul Watson's over right through next Wednesday, $20,000. That's a lot of money, but these memes are bringing the globalists down. It's about getting the people involved, the people politically involved, the people engaged in information warfare. We are so close, just like Bill Clinton was a rapist contest. Trump has openly said probably swung the election for him. You swung the election. You're fighting back. You're empowering the restoration of the republic. Your hope. They want to drive down our will. They want to demoralize us. They go, oh, nobody wants to shake Trump's hand overseas. All made up. He's unpopular. He's a failure. They're the failures. They're the ones falling apart. Steve Quayle, I want to get more into the geopolitical North Korea and how this could trigger and what would happen when we come back in a moment. But just briefly, what is CNN going to do now that they have the lowest viewers on cable, not just cable news? I mean, reruns of Yogi Berra on InfoWars.com, we have articles, are higher. Their arrogance, their idiocy, do they know what failures they are, or do they hire such evil narcissists that all they care about is being on a stage, on a pedestal around other vampires?
Well, I think it's a vampire narcissism mutual admiration society. But look, we're watching them self-destruct, Alex. And not only are we watching them self-destruct, but what happens when their food source, the unknowing public, gets smart and no longer listens to them? I think you referred to it. They're going to turn on themselves. They'll use false flags. They'll do everything. And also, at the end of the day, their only last tool is to have some form of an EMP. I'm not even talking about a missile strike or a space-based weapon. I'm talking specifically about a pre-positioned series of weapons that could take us down, and they don't even need to go
there.
They've
only got to hit, what, 6 points?
Yep, 6 points. And look at all of the databases that have been violated. For the record, there is no safe database. Everything is known. And
but they tell you, get up on a cloud knowing it's going to cause the mass hacking.
Well, absolutely. I think that, societies go crazy en masse, okay? And I think it was Mackey that wrote a book about that. And the herd is always wrong. Guess what? The herd ends up in the slaughterhouse. So we're
the herd runs off the cliff.
Yeah, and then the demons come in the gathering demoniac in the New Testament. So here's the thing. It's a spiritual battle. It has physical implications. People can no longer be casual spectators. And I think the obvious reason why it's all coming right now is that God's drawing a line. He's drawing his line in the sand. He said, all you want, Satan, go there. All you that want me, go here.
That's why it's clearer and clearer and clearer. Hollywood says, we want Satan, we want Christians, we hate you, and let us rape your children. We love the devil. We are legion, we are legion, we have your children, we are unstoppable. We will overthrow God. We will kill you. We love Islam. We will kill you. We will kill you. No, we will defeat you.